Alive?
Yes.
Are you saying we're live?
Yes.
Once again?
Yes.
Oh no! Oh no! No, no. You walked into that one, man! I knew the way he said it, the way he said, as soon as he said again, I knew that was coming. I knew that stupid thing was coming. Welcome back to the VP message. Hi. It's been maybe a month since we last did this, maybe because many different reasons have prevented.
I feel like it's been longer than a month, right?
No, it's been
even
a month.
Longer than a month.
Okay.
It's just been a month, because last time we saw it was before. Month. Was before, yeah. Before
yeah,
we actually supposed to do two per month, but then things.
Ah, okay, right. That's what I was thinking. Like, didn't we? Anyway, two per month, okay.
Thank you for pointing out our failings.
No problem. Always here for that.
But welcome to the mini message. I am Akshan. Then we have next to me,
Sashan.
Below me,
Siphon 21.
Below me and to the right.
Delanta.
Congratulations. Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to be looking through some fun things that a certain YouTuber who used to be at the top, no longer at the top, not that he cares at this point, used to do, which is a meme review.
Woo! What does he do? Like, it's like meme review?
Yeah, he does meme review every time.
Does he still not do this? I don't watch PewDiePie. Does he still not do this thing?
Leave your memes in the Reddit, 19-year-olds. And I'll measure Luai. Your PPs in the next episode of Luai.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. But we're doing memes, everything from Grumpy Cat to Ooh Dog. We're going to talk everything meme-y.
Wait. I feel like this is going to be a very dated episode. Okay, alright.
We're going to the recesses of meme history.
We're going to like the first meme that was ever
the
created.
Of hell.
So here's a question for the man with the PowerPoint. Did the pictures come with the PowerPoint?
It would have been pretty funny if I just told you now. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Just, all the bitches are there.
All right. We're good. Oh yeah, I forgot. I need to sort myself out.
Sort yourself out? What do you mean?
I need to.
I actually just only realized that Akshan hasn't even showed himself yet.
Yeah.
I need to apologize to everybody for this, but I ran out of time.
Fuck's sake, man.
No, there's no way that's your best. No way that's your name.
Come on.
It's the best I can do with the time I had.
That's... Oh. Why? The sad thing is I look like that right now.
This is from your channel.
I know that, but it's...
God.
Is that actually going to be your thing?
Let's see. We'll see until the end.
Oh no, it's actually... Oh my God, okay. All right.
What is that?
Welcome to the media message. You have two Delanthas
today.
You have Delantha, and then Xenoflex Delantha.
Hello, I am Xenoflex.
What is that mouth, Akshan?
I tried drawing a mouth.
You just tried.
You just drew a circle with teeth inside.
Oh, I can't. Okay.
You have done this to yourself, Delantha.
What? That's like saying, oh, you posted a profile picture. Oh, you did this to yourself. Well done.
Congratulations.
It's your fault for looking so good.
Exactly, see? He understands.
Right, now I'm not mad anymore. It's cool. You can all be Delanthas.
Really? Alright, let's go.
Oh, no.
The Delantha episode.
This is going to be me looking at dated memes.
The Delantha meme show.
Okay.
So, the the plan for today.
Since I'm using a webcam and I can't, like, you know, put anything on my OBS screen, I'll just hold this up and wait.
And just shake it around every time you talk.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's actually... Okay. All right. Funny. That's funny. Funny. I just got to go through my Instagram and just put, like, every single picture of me.
Yes. Yes, I will.
You can put the you know what I'm talking about, the Comic Con one.
Ah, yes.
Oh no. It's gonna be the one with me and Roro. I'm glad you say you helped my modesty for like 2 seconds.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Why do you have it in your phone? That's the question, Sajan.
No, you got that from Facebook, right? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's worse because that's the most embarrassing ones, but yeah, okay.
Oh my god.
Continue.
Alright. So.
Oh god.
The schedule for today is that we've got memes to review. We've got recommendations to give.
I can't take you seriously, but I'm just looking at my image. Okay, wait. let me figure out whether should I go? Chair?
Yeah. Go ahead and
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
It's a meme review. Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
I would put clap, like the clap emoji in there, but I couldn't.
I can do you one better.
Do this.
Oh wait, I should.
Where's it?
I have it. Wait. Yeah.
That's the best. That's like.
You do the soundboard because like it shows on my feed.
Hey, no, it shows on all our feed. Yeah. And it shows on all our feeds. So.
I'll be the soundbar guy.
Okay. Cool. You be sound god.
Right. Sound god.
The sound god.
That's Anuk's new title, sound god.
So many gods at this point. Alright. So, I want y'all to discuss amongst yourselves what memes mean to y'all as I go and empty the oven.
you could enter the oven.
Empty the oven.
Okay, I thought you were enter the
he
oven.
He wants us to describe like what memes truly mean to us. So, let's start with you two, because y'all are both meme men, as you describe yourselves, right? So now I'm going to put
mostly,
you on the spot.
Mostly Anuk, but yes.
Well, why are you putting me? No, don't put me under the bus, Sajan. You also are part of it.
Sajan, tell the truth. Is there not a playlist in your Spotify?
With meme music.
Okay, fine. I'll start, fine.
Alright, what
memes
do memes
to me
you?
is a form, it's an art, it's an expression of one's comedic, what's the word? It's just an expression of one's comedy, you know? It can be a way to show people how they feel, you know? That when they're happy, when they're sad, when they're racist.
I'm just sleeping.
That actually made me open my eyes when he said racist part. Okay. Yes, all good points and all that.
Mostly it's the funnies.
The funny hoo-has.
The hoo-has. Okay, Anuk, what do memes mean to you?
I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Meme good, meme funny, meme make me happy. Nice. Meme hoo-ha.
Given the description that I thought Anuk was going to give, which was going to be like a 10-hour video essay, I think that was pretty concise. Yeah. Thank you.
What do memes mean to you, sir?
This is pictures, isn't it? I mean, there's pictures, you know.
Don't they give you a certain enjoyment?
They're not the pictures. They're media. They're media that helps us get through the day, you know. Sometimes when I'm feeling down, and all my souls. I've forgotten how the song goes, but anyway.
You know what, Dilanta? I just discovered something.
What?
The memes a person watches and indulges in is a reflection of who they are as a person. Because the word meme is just two me's.
And a place kick session on the ball.
Got it?
No, I'm joking.
Sajan, here's the problem with that definition you gave there, sir.
Yes.
If that's true, then we are.
We are what?
You are.
Oh, okay, I got it.
La, 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 la.
I got it.
If people saw our real speeds, like, we're gone.
Yeah, happy Pride Month, everybody.
happy Pride Month, yeah.
Very happy Pride Month.
Okay.
I know I'm celebrating on Midtown. There's Overwatch gets there.
Oh.
Good reference. Akshan, what do memes mean to you, since we just said like what memes mean to us?
I heard the tail end of all of that, and while I did not hear Sashan's original answer, I'll just say that all of you are wrong. Let's move to the next slide.
I'm sorry, how are we wrong? I want to know why we are wrong.
We'll know.
I'm guessing it comes up in the next slide.
Okay,
so.
Fair enough.
Here's the real definition of what a meme is.
Oh, no.
Oh, right. There we go.
There we are. It's an image. Piece of text. Typically represented as copy and spread the often side variations. An element of culture is not being repaired from it.
Damn, like,
did you fall asleep during your first introduction?
But no, I think colloquially speaking, a meme is just what y'all all said.
Yes,
it's an expression of one's true intentions.
Yes,
memes are art.
Yes,
in essence, they go through the evolutions of
postmodernism and modernism.
Oh God!
Honestly, I was thinking about that. There is the modernistic memes, like troll face and what's that, the bad luck Brian. And then you have postmodernist memes where it's just like the
monkey.
Deep fried memes.
Deep fried memes.
Those are the postmodernist.
Deep fried memes, I don't know if it's going to come up later, but deep fried memes are not really a thing anymore, are they?
No, they are. Haven't entered the realm.
I feel like you need to be very deep in the meme verse to get that. Yeah.
Because a deep fried meme, I don't think works unless you've seen like the original memes. Because otherwise, it's just random stuff. But once you know normal memes, deep fried memes become funny.
Anuk sends me a fair amount of deep fried memes.
See? That's because Anuk is far gone from life.
Hey.
All he sees in his feeds are just like deep fried, deep fried, deep
fried. I stray further from life. Every day.
So what is your introduction over, Kevin?
Can we move on to the next slide?
So this is just for anyone who doesn't know what a meme is, necessarily. And so beyond that, we have the origins of memes. The term meme is modeled on the word gene and the word mimeme, which is from the ancient Greek, meaning in imitated thing. And this was first coined by Richard Dawkins back in 1970. However, over time, the word meme that he created has turned into more of an internet... The definition of internet meme and the scientific meme that he created was different from each other.
Don't say we are the most educational podcast you could be listening to right now, all right? Like, look at this man. He just spent, like, 10 minutes researching the origins of memes to bring it to you today. Like you can't say it is it.
So, I thought...
This is animations. Sorry, yeah, continue.
So I thought, what if we went through the history of memes first and looked at some of the oldest memes and reviewed those? So, we're going to be looking at some of the original memes. And do they hold up? Can we rate them? Let's see.
I don't like where this is going, but here we go.
You're diving in deep first.
Boom. Oh, okay.
Rufflecopter.
I'm sorry, this is like a 2000s era meme, man.
Exactly.
Well, I guess this is the first meme, I'm guessing, Akshan, because you did all this research for this shtick.
It's definitely not the first.
No, meme. we're going backwards. So this is a little bit later in life. And so then as we go on, we're getting older and older. And we're going to get to the first meme in a moment.
What?
This is not... Wait, no way. This is not the oldest.
No, it's not. This, I know the oldest.
One of the oldest, relatively. But it's not the oldest.
Okay.
Rafflecopter. How are we feeling about that meme, though?
Sorry. I guess you want to see that one again, just to get the humor out of it. It's there. It's a helicopter which just goes ruffle, 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 like that.
And the back has a lol on it.
Interesting.
Is what do you call this kind of text, you know, where they have special characters in it that people do? Is it emoticon?
You call them things you should never type anymore. That's what you call them.
No, they're just based.
They're not based, Aruk, shut up. Not based.
They're not based, though.
Alright, sorry. What's the rating? What's the group rating?
I would say this is a 7 out of 10.
I'd say for history, it's an 8. For now, it's a 5.
Yes, enough, there's a 7.
I'm gonna give it a 6.
I'm giving it a 4! You people are off your rocker!
I mean, it's a 2000s. It's an early 2000s. They didn't have anything to make memes.
It's an 8 for the time. But a 5 for now.
Yeah, it's like when people...
In our times, it's a 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it like this. It's like when people type 80085 on calculators.
It's funny because it's for boobies. Yeah, I get that.
It's boobs, it's not boobies, my man.
Oh, sorry. It's boobs. It's boobs, boobies, same thing.
80051385.
Yes.
Two threes, right? No, 1 3.
What?
1 3.
Moving on.
It's a trap.
One would argue that this was a meme back in 1983 when Star Wars came out, The Return of the Jedi came out. However, I think we more know this the meme with this picture and with this face.
I have a question. Do you consider a meme when it was created or when it was... As in, like, say now the context
when
is
when it becomes a meme, you mean?
Yeah,
like between when it's created and when it becomes a meme.
It's when it becomes a meme.
I think it's when it becomes, because when it's created, it.
Yeah.
It's just there. You know, only like when it evolves into a meme that it becomes.
So, what if it's spoken?
No. It's like that. It's like the John Cena thing, like the recent one with.
You can't see me.
No, the dancing one.
Okay, yeah,
so like that was an interview from like years ago.
Yeah.
So like that could have been memed with anything, but it became a meme after the song.
After Cupid.
Yeah.
Not so, fair enough.
The meme gets created when it becomes viral.
Yeah. Also, when the meme is a sound. I mean, memes can be sounds. We've seen Bing Chilling.
Yes.
That only exists.
I mean, that's more of a recent thing.
No, it's become like meme sounds have become more of a thing since TikTok.
Akshan?
Indeed, TikTok, yes.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the most obvious meme sound.
Deja vu?
Yes.
I can't click the button, sadly.
I don't know what to do.
All right. Can I use it? Yeah. Can't use it, can I?
No, you can't.
I can't use it because it's on his.
Really?
It's Deja Vu's his one, his own server or whoever's.
What's my one?
Deja Vu is
soundboard.
Deja Vu. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Thank you.
Wait. That's on your own server?
He has a.
That's
some other server.
Oh yeah, that is on my own server.
Okay. All right.
You know what else is on my own server?
No.
It's not a disconnect, don't worry.
Okay. Alright, that's good. One.
Shall we move on?
It's a trap, what's the rating?
What's the rating?
For that time, I guess it would be an 8. For now, it would be a 6.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
I think you can still use it now. That's why it's higher for me.
Yeah.
Okay. 7.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
And a 7. I'll give it a 7.
Alright. Hamster Dance. This was shared through emails that were sent to each other back in the day. Back before we were really lucid enough to even understand what was occurring.
What?
I feel like this is a fever dream right now.
How do we feel about hamster dance?
You can't even argue that back then it was a good thing.
I will give it. About? I will give it a 4 for cuteness.
Yeah, 4.
And yeah, like, I can see how like someone would just send an email, like, you know, like type out like a very important headline, like important work sent to boss urgent, and they open it and it's like hamster dance.
Sashan, I dare you to do this at work tomorrow if you think it's so funny.
All right.
Do this at send this to your bosses.
Sure.
This feels like back in the day, I'm sure it was funny, but now it feels like something that your aunt will send you thinking it's funny.
Yeah.
That's why I give it a 4. Humor. It's cute and it would have been like funny, but it doesn't hold up.
I feel like, can my cursor be seen? I guess not. I feel like this hamster, the one like right in the middle, I feel like that, if that was like put with a TikTok song, I feel like that would get a lot of likes today.
Delante the Innovator?
Okay, not that sound specifically, but like,
yeah.
I mean, it does fit that.
Just the hamster.
I'm sensing the vibe of a 4, as a whole, right?
Anuk, I say we put it with the Halo song.
Okay,
let's do it.
All right,
I give it a 3.
Oh, this.
All your Mesa belong to us. That's another sound.
I don't know this one. I've never seen this one.
I've seen this. I don't know where it's from.
So it's a poor translation from Japanese to English of this video game. Mm. And I think the Emperor is trying to say, like,
all your bases belong to us.
Yeah, but all your base are belong to us. And it was voice acted as well, so you could hear him say
if it's anything higher than a 5, I swear.
It's a 4.
Okay,
4 or 3.
This would be like a modern deep fried meme.
Kind of, and also it's very depends on the context, right? You can't just use it for anything and everything.
This one is too random. Like, it's like, you know how deep fried memes are like random? This is too out there. You know?
Oh no, even deep fried memes get a bit too out there. There are subsections of that.
Okay, fine.
I'll give it a 3.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Me and the boys out at 3 a.m. looking for beans.
That's what this.
All right. This is one of the possible oldest memes by definition of Richard Dawkins, because it was spread around on the internet through emails, through the chats and stuff. It's dancing baby.
Good lord.
Please vote so we can move on.
This is a 5.
I'll give it a 6. I'll give it a 6.
A 6. Okay. I guess there's some merit to it, because like, I feel like we also share like, not stuff like this, but we share like dances and stuff like that and random.
Shall we just take these old memes and like make them TikToks? We can put this with the Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
We're bringing them back in 2023. We're just bringing all these old memes back. And TikTok kids will be like, whoa, this is so epic.
I know, right? I'm an innovator, baby.
And you get engagements because some older people go like, oh, you kids these days. I remember when this was spreading. When I was younger. This is true, meme.
So, like a 6? 6?
5, 6,
Before you go to the next one, this is quite possibly recorded as the oldest meme. This is the chance of it being the oldest meme.
I see.
It feels like, you know those cat videos you watch?
Ah, Chopstick Cat.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
What I meant was the next one is going to be the oldest.
Okay, but like, it has the same feel.
It does. Like, yeah.
What?
Godwin's Law. Length of internet discussion increases the probability of reference to Nazis.
That is very true.
You know what? I think that still applies today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that still applies today.
I saw this and I was like, yeah, that still applies.
Yeah. It's not even a meme. It's just fact.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, sometimes memes are just facts. every 60 seconds in Africa.
A minute, yeah. Minute passes.
Yeah. Heil.
Isn't that going to be in the slideshow or not?
I'm going to give this a 7.
I'm actually going to give this a 9. Because it's factual.
I'll bump it up to an 8.
Yeah, it's an 8, 9. It's not a, not for the meme sense. It's just like, it's true.
It's true. True. Yeah, it's true.
It's the truth. It's the truth. And sometimes memes don't have to be funny. They just have to be true.
They can provide information.
Yeah. So, old school memes. Overall, how are we feeling? How do we feel like we want to rate this? How they aged?
I would give it an average of 7 to 6.
Shall we rate them based on how good they were when they were... when they first came out, or whether they hold up?
See, I think it should be hold up, because that's the point of a meme, right? Like,
no,
there are...
I think the point of a meme is that it defines a certain... just like how music defines an era, or like a certain time period, or like how art in general like defines a certain time, that meme should have the same treatment. There's a reason why we call it like 90s and 80s music, right?
So what is like 2000s memes?
Yeah, that's what you refer it to.
I mean, that is what it's called.
I think you'd rate it based on
the time it was
released.
Okay.
Like, people still call Citizen Kane one of the best movies, but like it, by modern standards, is like boring as hell.
I wouldn't argue that. I saw it recently. It's pretty good. Even now, however, I would argue that discussion also has been changing since as time has gone on, and people are saying Citizen Kane is a bit overrated. It's mostly all the folks who say that Citizen Kane is one of the best of all time nowadays.
Yeah, that's because they watched it when it came out, right? In that time,
it's like Friends. Same argument.
Friends.
Okay.
I mean, that's why, like, our generation, some people don't like it. Some people, the old generation likes it. Like, the millennials.
There are two forms of art. Timely art and timeless art. And they have different purposes. Timeless art is more grander and speaking to a timeless idea. Timely art references the now and then. Usually memes reference the now and then. So it's a bit harder to judge memes based on a modern context. However, there's no demerit from trying to.
Alright, let's just move on to the old school memes.
No, these are the old school. We just went through the old school memes.
Oh, those are the old school ones?
Yeah, what I meant was overall.
I thought we were going to them.
No. It's like we've seen them now. What's the overall rating for them?
What's the overall feeling of it? What's the rating?
Hang on. What are we doing? Okay, are we like rating it based on the time period or how they hold up today?
How they hold up today? Because you're going to be comparing with the newer memes as well. So we had to compare.
That's what I think as well. Like, I think it should be like to today. It sucks for them, to be honest.
For like the Star Wars one, it's a trap. It still holds its purpose to today.
Yeah, that does. But I don't know whether a lot of the others do.
But the thing is, like, the reason why I don't wanna judge it based off like recent memes is because like a lot of things obviously get better with time, right? Like back then they wouldn't have access to
facilities to make
video editing or photo editing or like all that
true
stuff, right? So like given what they did have, they made the funnies with it.
Maybe then it just begs a question to like have two ratings. So if we're talking about back then, what's the feeling? Like for me,
it's
back
given
then,
in that,
give it like
in that age,
7-ish. It wasn't funny, but it was like it gives a few ha-has.
Yeah, 7 for me as well. Okay,
6-7.
6-7.
I think a better way of comparing when it comes to film is comparing these old memes with those movies which are like 13 seconds long. If you've seen them, where it's just a train pulling into a station.
Oh, you mean the older ones?
Okay. Yeah. Back then, people went to the movie theater just to see a moving image because they had never seen something like that. That's what I think you should be comparing these beefs to, which is... To make Sashan's argument.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back then, 7.
Yeah, I'd give it a 7. It's like a... funny ha-has. Not
then what about today?
I would say bumps down to about 5 to 6 because some of them can be used till today.
I give it a 5 because it'll set the standard of like.
It was a foundation.
It's a foundation of what memes are.
Mm-hmm. 5 is pretty okay. I think personally the only meme for me that holds up is
It's a trap.
But yeah,
not
I guess
Godwin's
just...
law.
Godwin's law. Godwin's law isn't a meme. It's just a fact.
Alright, so moving on to another category of memes. Coaxed into a snafu memes. These are troll-like drawings and faces that were made to respond on... What?
Is this going to be 20 slides of troll faces?
No, not 20 slides. Much less than that. However, coaxed into a snafu memes.
No. That's the wrong response to that question. You're supposed to say it is 20 slides, but it's not all troll faces.
It's not 20 slides. It's like 5 slides.
Okay.
But a lot of them are troll faces. However, they look a bit like troll faces. However, they are almost like postmodernist troll faces.
What?
Akshar went to the modern art theater just to bring these postmodernist troll faces to you. So you better subscribe
and like the podcast
and like the podcast just for that. Thank you.
And these faces were used sort of like how we use custom emotes in like Discord and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You make them and then you just use them as a response to someone's message or whatever. However, they were too big. Like this, botheration.
I remember this one.
I feel like I've seen you. I feel like you used all of these.
Botherations.
What are we rating? Botheration, gang.
It's a bother to rate it.
It's a bother to rate it. All right, that's
Here's the idea. We'll see all of them and then we'll rate them as a whole.
It's okay. All right.
Yeah, botheration.
What is this?
So if you just jabated somebody, you can send this out to them.
You jabated them. So why don't you just send this a jabate picture, right?
Well, back then jabate didn't exist.
Oh my God.
You got hoodwinked.
Is this
Yeah, this is on the verge of deep fried memes and memes. Yeah.
It is. It's in between. It's postmodernist. It's not meta modern yet. It's postmodern. Let's go to the next one as well immediately.
This is all just memes to egg on someone.
They're funny, but they're not. I don't think they're funny for the reason that you think that's supposed to be funny. Wait. I want to read this. Have my devious flim flams caused you to relinquish your emotional well being?
He's posh. The posh troll face.
It's like a Disney villain. Here's a bunch of them together. Some of them we've seen as well. However, how are we rating
what's wrong
these?
With the issues?
I hurt you in the bum.
Deb.
Grievances.
Predicament.
Predicament.
I'm gonna give this a 6.
I give this a 7. It's very.
I'm gonna give
it's
it a
very
6.
What I've used.
I think they're good, but the problem is, I feel like they got overused to the point where they're not.
I think this is where you reach the point where like the two camps sort of like diverged from normal mainstream memes to deep fried memes.
To deep fried memes, yeah. Troll face to the
Yeah. I mean, okay, look at these, right? Some of these are like...
Yeah, no,
right.
No.
Some
it's,
are all right.
It's like the, what's... There was one I was... I don't know if it's still here. But yeah, you're right. These are like... Like, are you having problem? Is probably something which could be deep-fried even today. I don't know, Anuk. deep fried expert. Like, could that be deep fried?
Yeah, well, it is deep fried. All troll faces are usually deep fried. It's usually used in deep fried memes.
Yeah, see,
of course. This
is the divergent point in history of memes.
This is the canon event.
This is the canon event.
So what's the rating? 6, 7?
6.
6.
I'd say 6 because it's
like... Sure? What do you think? You had to pick all these damn things, so what do you think?
I was laughing a lot while I was picking them up. It's on my own.
Of course you were. So what's the rating? 9?
Honestly, I might give them a 9. I like these players. Oh my god. I wouldn't mind using them now.
I'm going with Sashad. What was that? 7, right? No, 6. 6.
I'll give it a 7.
I'm staying with 6.
You're down there.
Oh god. Alright, so this one needs a bit of context. r/memes is under siege. So I think we all, maybe not all of us, but if you didn't know, Reddit is currently under protest from its community, its mods, its users.
We moved from troll face all the way to 2020. Okay.
So when I went to r/memes because of this protest, I was going to look for some like current memes to help with this and maybe find some categories in that. However, what I instead found out is that while other sites are spamming porn so that Reddit loses their advertisers, r/memes was like, okay, no, every meme you submit has to be medieval themed. So all I found were medieval themed memes on r/reddit. So in regards to theming, currently at r/memes, there's a medieval theme going on. So I've gotten some of those medieval themed memes, and we are going to see whether they still work.
Good lord.
How can we stop the protests? Hold an AMA, remove mobs, listen to the communities.
You know what? It works.
Indeed it does. Reddit starts bringing down the man by going dark. Reddit subs bringing down the man by going NSFW and spamming porn so Reddit can't run ads. I love that they found medieval equivalents for all of these. For the Drake meme.
Whoever's a historian is loving these memes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of.
When someone adds eth to the.
In the word and claims they're speaking medievals.
What nonsense do you speak at?
Oh, that's what that means. Okay, I was wondering, like, what does eth have to do with it? Speak at.
Speak at.
Medieval night visit. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's funny.
One thing I should mention is that there was. One thing I should mention is that I saw a lot of just random, like, people sending Shrek memes and saying when you realize Shrek was set in medieval times, so they can't.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong, indeed.
There you go, back. I didn't see that. I was reading properly.
Stop making fun of me. I only wish to be freed from this living nightmare. Just as in reality, I am fed, clothed, well paid. I can insult the king without consequence. In some cases, among his most important advices.
That is
good. Lord.
That is indeed true. He and my brother are jubilating at yet another Andrew Tate misfortune.
Okay. That's funny.
So, what do we think about these medieval memes?
9.
Nine?
Yeah. And I would say 9 or 8, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
I would argue an 8, yeah. So I think
I am your king, I didn't push. Tad bit political there, sir, but...
Oh, you want to talk about political?
Let's go.
You baited me into that one. Let's go.
So the correlation occurred, and I did my best to find as many correlation-related memes while not going through r/memes.
Akshan, wait, before you continue, please tell me you haven't put any recent memes in the sense that, you know, some recent events that have happened.
You mean like, paparazzi?
No.
No.
Sub-aquatic memes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I don't actually know what this is.
Okay, then we're fine.
Moving on, let's make fun of the royal family.
This is one of the things I found.
Daily stupid.
It's like an old school meme as well.
It's fun. Royal family. This is this one. <show. laughs> Okay. Pig has reportedly declined.
Peppa Pig has reportedly declined to perform at King Charles III's
coronation. Did artists actually declare to perform? I didn't even know artists could perform at coronations, but
they can.
Because I know they do it for presidential inauguration, but I didn't know they
didn't they have one
they had a coronation, I guess.
Didn't they have what famous artists come for the coronation?
Katy Perry was there, but did she perform or was she just there?
No, she performed.
Ah.
They couldn't even get a British person. They had to get Katy Perry.
That's just sad.
Fallen for our trap, or probably have trapped your guts. Okay. That's fine.
I saw this and I was like, this is nothing really to do with coronation.
it's still funny.
Now, here's the issue.
Oh, no.
This coronation stuff, there wasn't that much. So that was really the best I could find from the stuff. So, what are we feeling about these coronation memes?
They're good, but again, but the problem is they're modern memes, right? And modern memes go out of date.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Very fast. So, like, how long has it been since the coronation? Now it's it happened
two or 3 months.
No, it happened in May, right?
Yeah, 2 months, right?
Yeah, so I think a few things have happened since then.
Indeed.
Okay, what are you rating it?
Six? Five, six? It's still funny. It's just that
I'm going to give it a 6.2, but not for the reason you think. Hot take.
Royalist supporter here.
No. Listen.
We love the British royal family.
No. Listen.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 6. Only because the memes that preceded it were better.
Wait.
The medieval ones, you mean?
No.
Really?
No. You know about it's, let's just say about the queen's little misfortune.
okay, got it. Okay. Actually, I'm actually included.
The memes about the queen's misfortune are probably a bit better in comparison. But
I guess so. See, the problem with talking about Charles there, right, is that like they're saying the same things. Like even that first meme about 73-year-old man getting a job, like seen that before.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know, maybe it's because like again this event happened like a couple of months ago and maybe it's just seeing the same memes again, but
yeah.
Bullshit.
That's why I said like it's a bit of a downgrade from those.
I should have included those, actually.
Yeah, the corgi ones are pretty...
No, Sean. We can't include those. Those are just too out there.
Okay.
Moving on.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would give them a low rating as well, about a 6.
I would say 5 or 6. It depends. Like, some of them are good, but it was only for that time period where it was funny, and then after that it just died.
See, that's the thing. Back then it would have been like a 10, like during its peak, but then over time those aren't timeless memes.
It's also not because of that. It's because there's too many memes out there in the meme world, and that's everything true. It's constantly updated every few.
Like, I saw this, you know how people do, like, meme calendars? So, meme of the month is, like...
They used to do it, but they don't do it anymore because...
I saw one for this year, and I didn't recognize a couple of them. Like, there was one which Seshan has referenced before. I'm not going to reference it here, but it's not a very nice one. Seshan can probably think of which one it is. But, like, apparently that was the meme of that month. And I was like, was that really the funniest thing that happened that month? And then there's a couple of things I didn't even know.
I mean, so. There are many factors to it. Right? Mm.
Okay.
So, we're coming to the last section of our meme review. This is our last part of it. So, because it was harder to find more modern current meme trends, because our slash memes were just...
Can't think of one trend, but again, moving on.
I decided to go a little bit back in time and find some older memes that are a little bit timeless. I don't think these have aged that badly. Evil XB, like, we all know Darkiplier, the evil version of Markiplier. And when you see this next meme, I think you'll understand how this meme works.
Okay, I now I know these memes and I do like this, yeah.
You see, you just have the opposite of it. I really like this. This is amazingly dark.
Evil Beach Boys be like, would it be horrible?
It'd be horrible. Okay.
Comedy. It's taking a bit of time to understand this.
So the Beach Boys song goes, wouldn't it be nice, right?
Ah, okay.
Understood. Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Yeah, that one.
Wouldn't it be horrible? Don't worry, be afraid.
Do worry, be afraid.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Do worry. Be afraid.
Evil Frank's not a bit like that. Because that's life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's life. Yeah.
This is on the territory of
these. Are these all music ones?
I started the.
Like, I don't mind. I'm just asking. Are these all music ones?
Almost all of these were music ones. And okay. We are at the last one. I started the fire.
What was the actual Billy Joel?
Dun, dun, da, da, da. We didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire. Okay.
I started the fire.
Oh, no. Are we entering cartoon memes? No, we're not entering cartoon memes.
Just evil memes.
No. There's just an evil guy.
Okay. Speaking of, since it's on the screen... Is the new Phineas and Ferb out? They are doing a reboot of it, right?
Yeah, they are. I've been watching the guy who Dan Pemberton, I think that's his name. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Povenmire, he's the guy who made Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
And he was sending out YouTube shorts and TikToks where he's in the writer's room discussing what the episodes will be.
Oh, okay. Because I keep on seeing the shorts and stuff of Phineas and Ferb that I've never seen before, and I thought, oh, it's the reboot, but no, it's just episode 17. Anyway, what are we rating the evil? I like
it. Evil.
I like
them. Five or six as well. They're just average.
I think they should come back.
I don't think they've ever left, because I've always seen people
we do a variation of it.
I think they're very
opposite. Yeah.
I think they're just very obscure memes.
Yeah,
you only
but
really
we do have a variation of it, right? Don't we? Mm-hmm. We do have a variation of these evil memes,
Yeah, we do. I'm just saying that they're very obscure in the sense that it just works once and then it's not funny if you read it again.
Yeah,
there's there's the scientist one, right? It's finally sex 2 or something like that. Yeah, that's kind of like this. I was trying really hard to think of them. It's Overwatch 3, Dota 3. Then I was Sex 2.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I saw an evil one of that. So an evil scientist, an evil progressive scientist. And he's holding up a tube and he's saying, finally, Mambo number 4.
Yeah, so see that's like the evil trend. It's same. It's just opposite.
Same concept, yeah. Yeah.
So, what was it? Sorry, 5, 6, 7? 8, 9, 10? 6?
6 or 5, yeah.
I'm giving it a 7. I think they're funny enough.
Lovely. That was the meme review. Get Rick
Roy. Oh, God.
I mean, I guess that is an appropriate way to end.
However, before this section.
This meme is 10 out of 10. Timeless.
10 out of 10, yeah. I don't think this can ever go away. Mm. It's very hard to kill this one. Yeah.
It always comes back.
Exactly.
It always comes back.
I was actually gonna say, some would say it's never gonna give you up.
That would have been better. That would have been better.
And it's, oh, it's never gonna let you down.
The ending stream. Ending the. not that stream.
But then, no.
That was a meme.
That was
some meme. You know what? Even though we saw a bunch of old stuff, I kind of like the way you did it because it was very educational. I feel like these young'uns these days don't understand, like,
are you speaking about yourself?
What we went through to get all the way to Kuru Kuru today.
Yeah. So. My concern was that that it would go by very quickly. But then I look at the time and we spent like 50 minutes on this.
Uh-huh. And now we're left back at two Dilanthas.
Hello, Dilantha 2.
Your Dilantha 2.
I don't know. I have ascended.
He's technically first on the screen.
Oh, come on. Sorry. I'm the copy, clearly.
Yeah.
Hey, you're moving around a lot. I think you're trying a bit too hard. The real Dilantha would just open his mouth and shake a bit. I'm trying just enough.
Whatever you say, man.
That's up to you. Anyway.
Don't shake your head, Dilantha, just keep pointing. How does it feel to be there at the second?
Honestly, it feels alright. Feels pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Just imagine the hoodwink thing that I said that we looked at earlier. And that's what I'm sending to you. Alright, so that was the meme review section done. Next up, before that, does anyone have anything they want to say? They want to announce, they want to give out prizes, awards?
What?
Akshan is trying to line himself up for a giveaway that we have not planned for.
You're giving away.
No, we're still waiting on the 1,000 subscribers for Anuk's face reveal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anuk's face reveal.
You said 1,000? Did we say 1,000 or did we say 1,000?
You know what? Let's just remind people that when we get to 1,000 subscribers, if you subscribe to our YouTube, Spotify, what else are we on?
It's playing on the top right of the screen. They'll see.
You'll know. We're all over. We're the new Mr. Worldwide.
We're everything, everywhere,
all at once.
Yes, we are.
I would point at the thing to my right, but I don't want to try that hard. You know, as the true Dilantha.
I'll just be like, yeah, it's there.
It's there. Is it there?
No, there.
There?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. There. Where my finger is, right there.
I don't want to touch your finger, but yeah, it's there.
Sorry.
You need to put a little lower. Yeah. Okay, now we're fingering each other. Nice.
I can just like pat your head. Pat.
Amazing. All right, so we're moving on to the recommendation portion of.
Nah, shit, I didn't come prepared.
Well, wow, Sashan. You had one job, man.
Last time, Dilantha didn't come prepared, so now you've not come prepared.
Hey, no, that's not true.
That is true.
Is it?
You did not come prepared.
We had it recorded on stream, you going, let me just look up something.
No, I'm pretty sure my last recommendation was...
You did recommend something.
Wait, no, I remember it. It was the game, right? It was... It's always going to be a game. A Space for the Unbound. That was my last.
Wasn't it Coffee Talk?
No, Coffee Talk was before that because then Akshan started. Yeah.
No, I think it was Coffee Talk.
Was it Coffee Talk? Yeah.
You know why? Because I played it immediately after.
No. That's why I thought there was two. Either way. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I concur his recommendation. Play Coffee Talk if you like low gameplay, high story.
Low gameplay, high story.
Low gameplay, high story. Yeah. Heist, yeah, and you get high. High, so.
You get high on the coffee as well.
Who's starting?
However, since Sashan is unprepared,
no, I have something. I think I'm good. I wasn't prepared, but then I thought about it, and then, I have something.
You are prepared.
As in, like, I thought about it just now.
All right then. Is someone else more prepared?
No.
I'll just give mine and we'll continue.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, I am gonna recommend Stardew Valley. Who could have seen that one coming? Yeah. It was gifted by my good friend Akshan. Sorry, Dilanthawan. Dilanthawan.
Dilanthawan. That is you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not him.
Did Akshan like stop or is he just like quiet?
He went to get his oven ready.
Was he gonna do that?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Anyways, let me continue. Yeah. So it was gifted to me by Akshan. Initially, I didn't know what to expect from the game. I just knew there was like a long playtime to it, but I also heard that like it's a good stress, like a good stress relief, like if it's a game you're gonna play. And at the point when I started playing it, I really needed that. And I mean, like, I've had fun. Like, it's fun to just do these random things, and like there's a lot to explore. It's a lot within like just a tiny game, and just I'm surprised that 200 plus hours of content is packaged into that little game with a lot of detail, a lot of unique people, a lot of things to do. So, like, yeah.
How many hours do you have?
About 60 now.
And when did you start playing in terms of like days ago?
I can check.
Because I remember I got 40 hours in like 7 days.
So I started playing on the 30th, I think. 30th of May. So it's been almost a month.
Three quarters of a way through a month.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I could have just seen how many hours I had. Close to 60, it's 55.
55, yeah. Yeah. It's an addicting game once you start, you know, and you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I can recommend it as well. Dilanta.
Dilanta. Yeah. So, how's it going?
Your turn to recommend something.
I know. So, how's it going? Today, we're going to be doing a recommendation, aren't we? We're going to recommend something. Something indeed is going to get recommended. I don't feel like we should rush recommendations.
That's because you're looking for one right now. All right, Anuk, what's your recommendation?
No, I'm not.
I'll let you finish.
I'm just thinking it through. I'm just thinking it through. Google search Netflix.com. So I'm just thinking, all right. You know what my recommendation is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's a movie show. It's a TV show. It's in Netflix.
You think that? But really?
He's going to be now.
It is a TV show, yeah. I think my recommendation, I'm pretty sure I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again because I started rewatching it. It's the King's Avatar live action. If you watch the anime, which is good, it's kind of more detailed because they got more money to do more seasons. But the live action is also pretty good because for some reason they've picked actors which sound, at least the Chinese voice actors, sound exactly like the ones in the TV show. And they expand a bit on the story. They, for those of you who don't know what King's Avatar is about, it's an esports anime. It's about like this veteran player.
Can you say the name of it again?
The King's Avatar.
The King's Avatar. All right.
It's a Chinese show that and it got an it started off as a manga, then it got an anime and live action and stuff like that. So it's about this veteran video this veteran esports player who gets kicked from his team and then needs to start from the ground up and like build his own team and then compete. And you know, it's pretty good motivational anime, live action. Both. It's a good see. It's a good franchise overall. But the live action is really good just because, like, again, they managed to get like they've managed to get actors which either sound like the voices in the anime or they've gotten the anime voices to dub. In the live action, I don't know. They sound exactly the same. Maybe I'm racist. Maybe I'm Sashan. But anyway, that's good. They've expanded the story a bit more. They brought in like new characters, made like original characters more interesting in the live action, just because they've given them a bit more personality. The game that they've animated doesn't look very good. Obviously, compared to the anime, it's not going to look as good as it does in the live action. But you know, still worth the watch. So yeah, King's Avatar, if you don't mind watching a 40 episode, I think it's 40 episodes, 20-30 episode Chinese live action show. Pretty good.
Pretty good live action, all right.
Yeah.
Is the anime not as good?
No, the anime is good. It's just that the live action has a bit more oomph to it just because, like, again, they've expanded on existing characters, given them a bit more personality and like, Just a bit better, yeah.
Interesting.
I also think, sorry, just one more way. I think the live action has now surpassed where they've stopped in the anime. So that was a kind of like, they've gone ahead. So you get to know more of the story if you watch the live action compared to the anime.
Okay. Thank you for that. The King's Avatar, I've never even heard of that. Before in my life. Alright, Anuk, do you
want to
go or should I go?
Yeah, I can go if you want to give a long description. Alright.
Okay, so Anuk's pick is a very...
Oh, I had such a better recommendation, but I'll save it for next time. Sorry, continue. That's a good recommendation, but no, next time. I'll remember it for next time.
Write it down
somewhere. Just say no, I mean like...
Yeah, if you want, just say it now, it's not an issue.
Okay. Alright, fine. All right. There's this show in the UK called 24 Hours in Police Custody. Have you heard it, Sashan?
Yes.
I was watching that on YouTube, and that is really good. Like, it's scary. It's scary because they're all true crime, and like they actually, it's actual footage. I believe it's actual footage taken from the actual crime solving. Whatever.
But is it as good as that Singapore-Malaysian thing?
Oh God.
Okay, see, here's the difference, right, with Crime Watch and that. First off, they do have a Crime Watch in the UK, which is like Singapore. I think the Crime Watch in the UK is what inspired the Singaporean one. The difference is, in Crime Watch, it's reenactments. So they get in a bunch of actors to do all the... Like, I didn't even realize this until... I was watching Crime Watch one day, and then this actor from another show that I watched came in as the detective. And then I was like, wait a minute. This person isn't actually a police officer. So anyway, Crime Watch is also good, but not so much of a recommendation. 24 Hours in Police Custody, however, is very good. It's true crime. It's actual footage taken from actual crimes that are being solved. Some of the crimes that they follow are a bit... I wouldn't say they're like Law & Order SVU gruesome, but they're pretty... I guess because, again, they're real stories. They kind of like make you like feel very unsafe and certain and uncertain about like life in general. They always make the police out to be good, which again, we can go into a whole argument about that. But I would say like... If you don't live in the UK, obviously it's difficult to watch, but if you go on YouTube and search it, you can find like full episodes and like clips and stuff. And it's a very interesting show. And I feel like it'll keep you up at night a little bit as well, finding it difficult to sleep. Technically, I should be recommending you something to sleep, but you know, I got you. Anyway, sorry, Anuk. Go ahead.
All right. For my recommendation I'm giving you is a game and I shall break this down into subsections for everyone's ease. So, the game is called Deep Rock Galactic, first and foremost. I played almost 40 hours now, if I'm not mistaken, at least, from my Steam. The subsections I will talk about first is the community, then the actual gameplay, then the graphics, and then playability with friends, and also how can you play it by yourself if you ever have to. All right, so let's talk about the community first. If you were to go on Reddit, it is an amazing community with a lot of memes, a lot of helpful tips and tricks. So, and also they're not too... See, whenever I choose a game, I like to choose a game where it's not too toxic as much as possible. Alright, like, let's give a comparison for everyone's sake. If you were to say Overwatch compared to DRG, or Deep Rock Galactic, that's the short form. Overwatch is a complete competitive side of gamers who are toxic. And DRG is a more chilled kind of gamers where they make you feel welcome in the community. No matter how much shit that you do. Yeah.
Oh, you actually stopped and raised my head. No, I was just going to say, aren't there like two different types of games though? Because Overwatch is more PvP, this is very PvE.
Not to say,
I know I've heard the community is very good there, but like the two different types of games as well.
That is true, but like if you were to compare one to one, it is not possible. But if you were to take it out of context, for example, I would say PvE is a bit more, it can be toxic as well, because people who disrupt the game are trollers or what's the other word?
Smurfs.
Like,
no,
people who disrupt the games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Griefers.
Ah, griefers. Exactly. That's the word. Yeah. Griefers. Like, griefers are a lot, like, abundant in a lot of PvE games, right? But in DRG or Deep Rock Galactic, it's a bit more welcoming. People don't really care too much that if you're a griefer, because you can always overcome that issue. You can get rid of them because you are hosting it, or if someone's hosting it, it's a possibility to get rid of a griefer or a troller. Whereas in other PvE games, it's not as possible. If you get the flow. Does that answer your question, Dilanta?
I get the flow.
Yeah. So, community-wise, it's good. Then we talk about the gameplay. It's excellent because it's a mix of Minecraft and a bit of Left 4 Dead 2. It's an old-school kind of game. It has aspects of TF2 if you really look into it. TF2 meaning Team Fortress 2 for people who don't understand. So it is good. And then we have playability with friends, if more the merrier. Or you can even play with outsiders. There are a lot of good outsiders. I've played like a few games just recently with a lot of randos, and they were quite good. They were friendly. They showed you around. They told you what not to do and what to do. So it is a welcoming community, as like I said before. There's a lot of things to do. I think from what I saw online, there's about 200 to 300 hours worth of content to do, which is quite a big amount for like a game.
200 to 300 hours? That's freaking
And the funny thing is, a 3GB game. For 3D graphics for its time. And also the other thing is, it's free. As in, the battle pass is free. The DLCs, the cosmetics, everything is almost free.
Okay,
you can earn those.
I was gonna say the game isn't free,
but I mean it's like Overwatch.
DLCs.
I mean you don't need the DLC. Those are just cosmetics. But the actual gameplay is everything is free. You don't even need to pay for it. So it's one-time payment.
But you do have to buy the game.
I mean, that's true. But like, it's a one-time small payment. It's not like a big payment over a few years if you're going to.
Right. But it's not a free to play game.
No.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
But the price, it's, I would consider it almost free to play because it has that free to play element to it.
$26 on. Okay.
I mean,
not on sale. No. I get it. But it is from Xbox.
I mean, compared to other games.
That's true. So Deep Rock. Deep Rock is now how old?
I think it's about 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
Oh, it's a four-year-old game.
Yep.
I thought it was like new.
No. It's been there for a very long time.
It launched in early access first, and then became a full game.
Yep, that is my recommendation.
Thank you very much.
I don't mind playing it again if you're playing, to be honest. Like that was my problem with that game. Like I wasn't really enjoying it playing it with randoms.
Yeah, but... I mean, yeah, I'm more the merrier, like I said. More friends, better it is.
The more the merrier. Alright. So this is very interesting.
Actually, I had all this time to prepare.
No, I do have a recommendation. So, Seth, I recommended a game. I don't recommend a game. And Lanta, you recommended a TV show. Only fitting that I came prepared with an album to recommend.
I was expecting a movie, but nice.
What movie would I recommend? I mean, I would recommend Spider-Verse, but I think you've seen that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Have seen it.
Yeah.
Go see it before someone gives you a nookie. Or a snookie.
Okay.
You know the woman from Jersey Shore?
No.
Who got punched in the nose, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Her name is Snooki. Anyway, terrible show. Great show. So what
that is not recommendation. You're not your recommendation, I guess.
Yeah, if only I was doing TV shows, I would recommend that. So, recommending music. I was... one of my favorite albums ever made is by Father John Misty, which is pure comedy.
Okay.
I love that album. However, in regards to recommendation, while I love the album, it also... is a very polarizing album because it is very critical of every possible thing on the human earth. The human earth? Yeah, the human earth, I guess. In regards to religion, politics, the technology, and the social climate of the time. And it was released in 2017, but it's shockingly holds up. And I would recommend the album. However, because it's polarizing, I thought maybe I should recommend something from him, still by him, that is a little bit more inclusive, a little bit more everybody can get behind this. And most people argue that this is his best album. Anyways, I think it's his second best.
Most people, all 12 of his fans.
All 12 of his fans. But I'm going to go with his second album. With his second album, Pure Comedy is his third. But the album he made before it is called I Love You, Honey Bear. This album is a very personal album, and it goes into intimate details about his life, his thought processes. But one major aspect of it is his love for his wife. And it is adorable. It's very cute. Because he very unabashedly just proclaims his love for his wife, and everything about it is very specific. An element of a love song is sometimes that they're very vague. Like they would say, oh, I love the way your hair moves. Like you could say that about any woman, really. That song could be sung to any woman. However, ideas.
What?
Unless they're bald, I guess. Oh man, poor Will Smith.
No, right. Okay. Oh, cancer.
Oh man. Oh god. Cancel. I don't know about that. Chris Rock isn't canceled. He got slapped.
No, I meant cancer, but okay.
Oh, cancer. Oh. No, she doesn't have cancer.
Not her, I'm just in general.
Alright, back to the topic. songs, like the lyrics in his songs that are about his wife, about his love for his wife, are so specific and so clear. The image that is that he's painting of what his life is with this person, that it's just a lovely, enjoyable journey through this man's deep affection for this woman. And it explores different aspects of it. So the first song is called I Love You Honey Bear. One thing I should say is that if you are a little bit you don't want to get into the realm of sex, he does describe elements of sex.
If you don't want to get into the realm of sex,
like I believe the first lyric of the first song is "Oh honey bear, honey bear, honey bear, mascara, blood, ash, and cum on the Rorschach sheets where we make love." That's very, very detailed, very, very specific. And it's in the song "I Love You, Honey Bear." It's an adorable song, and a very grand proclamation of love. But he does go into other areas with songs like "Bored in the USA," where he explores this.
Is that like "Party in the USA," but the reverse?
Isn't there a song called "Born in the USA"?
Yeah, there's a song called "Born in the USA."
Right.
Yeah, it's "Bored in the USA," and it's like it's a ballad about just how shitty.
Our life sucks in the USA.
Yeah, yeah. I remember one of the lyrics is, "They gave me a useless education." and it's the entire album is very witty. It's very funny, but in a dark, witty sort of sense. Another song on there is "Holy Shit," which is about all of the. I believe,
you know what? I know. We all look very surprised by that, but this is coming from
this man. What's
his name again? Yeah, Father John Bisti. Yeah, so I shouldn't be surprised.
I should say his real name is Josh Tillman, and his stage name is Father John Bisti.
Whatever chokes his goat.
But holy shit. That's also an enjoyable song. And that song's about just how shitty everything is, including the holy stuff. You get holy shit. shitty everything is, but we have each other. And that's his sentiment at the end. And then the album ends wonderfully. I love the ending of the album as well. It's just, the ending of the album just states that he's so happy he went to the store one day, because that was the day that he met his wife.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. I wish I could meet my wife in a store.
Oh shit, good. You can't.
Sounds fun.
I just need to go to more stores to meet my wife.
Go to every store in your closest vicinity.
Technically, Dilanta, every business is a store if they sell something.
If they sell?
Go on to Amazon.com to find a wife.
If they sell something, it's technically a store.
Amazon.com to find my wife.
Mail order bride.
Yeah, the mail order bride.
I met my wife at a pizza. Flirting with people in the Amazon review section.
Who says you can't?
Yeah, actually, why not?
Just to close things out, besides the lyrics of the album, the music is also fantastic. I love the production. I love the strings, the guitar work, the musicianship. And his voice is so warm and soothing. It's lovely. Pure Comedy, I think his voice probably even got better in Pure Comedy. And it sounds even better in that. But I Love You, Honey Bear is still wonderfully soulful and vulnerable. Great, great, great album. Love it. If you like that, check out Pure Comedy. But I Love You, Honey Bear by Father John Misty is what I recommend today. Giggity. I put my
phone. Listen to that one right now.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
And that wave. Have we
come to an end.
We've come to
a conclusion. A conclusion.
Yes.
King Kong. So, what have we done today? We've done some memes. We've done some meme reviews. We looked at some old memes, decided that some of them have aged well, but for the most part, they have aged like cheese. And actually, cheese ages, doesn't it?
Yes.
Unless it's like
it does, yeah. It does, it does.
Never mind. I guess age like cheese because it could age well or it could age badly. We looked at some medieval memes, we looked at some coronation memes, and we looked at some devilish flim flams.
Yes.
Flim flams.
Flim flams.
Have my devilish flim flams relinquished your self-existence.
Please stop.
And then
I never want to hear Rage Comics or any of that nonsense after this after this episode.
Alright, he said he wants to hear it.
I said I don't.
Seshan, I have some stickers for you to make now.
Sorry.
Oh god. Alright, well. And at the end we recommended some games, some show, and some music. What were they? There were Stardew Valley, Deep Rock Galactic,
King's Avatar,
and I Love You, Honey Bear. Boom, boom, boom. We are a diverse group. Give us your money. Anyway.
Truly diverse. Truly diverse.
We are a diverse. Happy Pride Month. Depends on next because I don't think we'll be able to say that next time. We'll probably be having the next.
It'll probably
in July.
Be in July. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh crap! Pride month's ending.
Yeah, Pride month's ending. Sadness. How did you spend your Pride month?
In Pride.
I'm proud. Of you.
I'm proud.
Oh, thank you, guys.
and me saying that, would you argue that you're being proud of yourself?
It's too deep. It's too late to be this deep.
All right, I'm queuing the outro.
That's not what she said.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. From the lamp to bye-bye.